Pokemon!
Oh, God.
Gotta catch him. You gotta catch them all, Grace. Gotta catch them all.
You know, I never did catch them all, and I feel like we were promised. I feel like we were made a promise as children that we would catch them all, and we didn't. I never did.
I mean, I tried, but honestly, there are just so many Pokemon I'm just, like, not interested in.
Not interested.
Yeah, it was really more like, I'll catch you just to fill up my Pokedex, but I'll also, like, release you back to the wild.
True.
It's like a catch and release program.
Yeah, true.
Is that totally I forgot?
I was never a fight. Like, I don't know.
Oh, well, I love doing that. I was like, well, I love doing that. Like, those random kids who just show up and they're just like, fight me! I'm like, yeah, I'm totally about that.
I was when I was, like, younger. But then, especially, like, playing, like, when Pokemon Go, I mean, when that came out, I was like, oh, this is just about catching and evolving them. Like, I was no longer interested in, like, the way that they did the gyms with that, I was like, I'm good.
Yeah, well, the gym structure on Pokemon Go really isn't, like, the interface of the game, which was way more fun.
Yeah.
To me. Especially because, like, when they said they were gonna do Pokemon Go, I was just like, oh my god, we can all, like, start our own gym type of thing. And then, you know, it didn't work out that way, so I'm like, meh, whatever. Yeah, Pokemon Go is whatever it is. I still play it, but
meh. I occasionally, if I'm somewhere, like, weird, that I'm like, oh, this is like a landmark or a park or something, I'll, like, open it.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. Because that's kind of what I was doing at first, and then I just got weirdly sucked into it again.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like I do a lot more walking now, so hatching eggs has become more fun.
True. That was a great part of it, was the hatching eggs. Oh my god, I saw this woman. I was like, I tried to get a photo of her, but I couldn't. I saw this woman walking on the street the other day, and she had a tank top on, and she was pregnant, like, very pregnant, and the tank top had the image of the egg, like, when it's about to hatch, mm-hmm. where it's, like, the little egg, and it says, like, oh? It was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I love that.
I know.
Can you imagine, like, going to the hospital and being like that? Oh?
Oh? That's the doctor. Oh? Yeah, I wanted to take a photo with her. I was like, this is amazing.
I love random shit like that. Don't you love the happenstance of walking on the street?
Sure do.
The wonder of Pokemon Go.
The wonder of Pokemon Go. Yeah, true.
But anyway, I was thinking about how we should structure this, because Pokemon is such a vast topic, and I feel like, well, literally for us, it kind of started with our generation, because it came around to America in, like, 95.
Oh, absolutely.
So it very much has been a huge proponent of our childhood / lives.
Yeah.
And because, I mean, Pokemon, it's very much eternal. I mean, I know they say that about, like, Disney, but I feel like Disney very much is, like, a core area. But with Pokemon, I feel like it kind of transcends that whole age range type thing.
Yeah. I mean, the most...
It was really just the way you said that. You were like, yeah, like, very, like, I don't know.
No, my computer battery just flashed at me, and I was like, oh, okay. I thought I plugged it in. Didn't. Yeah, no, I was gonna say, I, like, the most, like, vivid memories I have of Pokemon as a kid are, like, the show. And, like,
yeah,
the games as well, but definitely the show more. I think I had not like, when the show came out, I was, like, hadn't quite convinced my mom to, like, spend the money on buying me a Game Boy and multiple games.
That really was the feat of childhood. You really had to be like, buy me these things.
Yeah, especially video games. Hold on one second. I'm going to plug right here.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, so you were saying.
Just that I'm agreeing with you. I think that it really did start with our generation. And because if you think about it, when Pokemon Go came out, who was playing it? It was, like, all of us. Like, it was people our age.
That is true. And that summer, we saw so many random people.
That was a wild summer. I will admit that. That, like, the summer that came out was so, like, weird.
I agree. But also, at the same time, that was the first time I feel like I felt like how you do in the game, where they're all like, oh, yeah. There's all these people, and, like, all these different people from different walks of life. It felt like the very first time that you actually get to see the demographic of Pokemon.
Yeah. And you would be like, I just remember, like, walking around the apartment complex and, like, running into another group of, like, young adults and just being like, there was a fucking Pikachu over there!
Yeah.
All of us just, like, running.
That was the whole thing. It was just like, thanks for giving us a heads up. We're trying to find this Mewtwo.
Basically. Did anyone ever find a Mewtwo in the game?
Yeah, I think so. Because, I mean, the game's been out for a while, so now they've moved on to different generations.
Yeah, that I knew, but, do you remember Pokemon Snap?
Yeah, I still have Pokemon Snap on, like...
That was probably the best Pokemon game.
Like, all you're doing is going around and taking pictures of Pokemon.
It's so good. It was so much fun for no reason. It was like, are you catching the Pokemon? No. Are you doing anything else? No. You're literally just fucking taking photos of them.
The thing about that game, though, is it's a very short game. Like, I always play through it relatively quickly.
I don't remember it that way because I was young, but...
Yeah, like, once I caught the hang... See, the thing with me in video games when I was a kid is I was, like, bad at them when I, would start. Like, I feel like most people are. But I was, like, bad at it when I would first start playing it.
Yeah.
And then once I got the hang of it, I would, like, breeze through these games. So, like, with Pokemon Snap, I really, like, breezed through it after a certain point. Because I'm like, once I figure out how to get Pokemon to react to the way that I wanted to, I was like, oh, I can take all these take these pictures really quick. And if I had to repeat the worlds, I was like, well, I know I only need this specific section, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I basically just became, like, a strategist because of Pokemon games. Because it was the same thing with, like, the gyms and shit in the regular core game.
Yeah.
But my favorite thing about that is, like, you know how, with Pokemon they have, like, IV training and shit like that because people are like, oh, I want, like, the very best version of this Pokemon that I can get. Me, I really don't care. I just, like, try and catch one that has, like... Well, especially when they add it, like, the special skills and shit, I try and make sure they have, like, a skill that's useful for me. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I'm like, I will just train a Pokemon to be strong.
Yeah.
Much like how they would do on the show. There's, like, oh, it really doesn't matter about, like, you having the best version of the Pokemon. It's about, like, your bond with them and shit like that. So I've always kept that in the core of my Pokemon playing, and I'd be like, I just want this Pokemon, I'm gonna train them super hard, we're gonna run the shit. And that's how I ended up with certain Pokemon that are, like, level 100. And yeah. I'm like, I have to retire you, because they don't get any stronger than that.
By bye-bye. You're obsolete now.
I just put the... I like to think that they go to, like, a vacation island. Especially since, in, like, the newer games, they introduced, like, Pokemon Amy or whatever. And you can put them on an island. And shit like that. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, you just leave your Pokemon on an island?
Yeah, it's kind of like how you do with, like, the computer. Except for now they're in a better place.
That is really funny. I feel like PETA got to them or something. And they were like, this is animal abuse. And they were like, fine, they can go on an island.
I mean, low-key it is. Like, that's what Pokemon is, low-key. It's, like, literally catching, enslaving animals to do your bidding, and then...
True. It really is fucked up if you think about it.
Which is why I don't like to think about it that often. I'm just like, you know what? It's a game. I'm just play the game.
I think, well, it's more the, like, making them fight part.
Yeah.
You know? Obviously, like, we as humans capture and enslave animals. Like, not enslave them, but, you know.
Give them Stockholm Syndrome.
Give
We capture them, bring them into our homes, and they're just like, you depend on me, and then get mad when they depend on us.
Like us with Glenn Howerton.
Exactly. Like how
we're still in his basement.
I can't believe we've been doing this podcast from his basement the entire time.
It's been a wild ride.
It's been a wild basement adventure season for us.
Yes, please report us missing.
I was going to say, basically, we're, like, locked up abroad, but we're in America somewhere.
Somewhere.
But where? You find out. It's like the damn Pokemon map when you have to, like, figure out certain places. I'm like, where is this?
I remember, like, the really old, like, rudimentary version that was just, like, so, like... It just looked like it had been carved on a stone.
Oh, do you mean, like, the very old pixelated, like, Pokemon Red and Blue and shit like that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Those are the best, though. Those are the best games.
Yeah, but I feel like it's really just the nostalgia of it, because I go back and I'm just like... I mean, the Kanto region itself, I enjoyed, but the graphics and shit on there were trash. Like, when came out with Pokemon Yellow, I was just like, oh, finally, we're upgrading the graphics.
I think the best versions of the games were, and now I haven't, obviously I haven't played in a while, but the one where they made it so you could, like, make a tree house or whatever, like, you could make, like, a...
Oh, your secret hideout?
Yes.
That was Ruby and Sapphire, I think, because when they redid the, when they redid that one, I had never played the original ones, so when I got to play that one, I was like, oh, this is really cool. Now I see why people were always so obsessed with that.
I definitely had Sapphire, I think. That was the best. It's like the greatest thing of my childhood life. I was like, I need this to be real.
I need to build me a secret hideout. And that's the fun thing is, like, with the hideouts, I think that, like, really enabled that whole, you could create your own type of gym thing. Because with that, you could do, like, stipulations like, oh, you can only use certain Pokemon in here, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, or at least that's what I remember reading.
Oh, that might be the new version, then.
Maybe.
Because the old version was literally just like, here's your own little apartment. You can just put stuff here. That was it. But it was great. It was the best time of my life. Nothing will ever live up to that. So sorry.
Everything else is downhill now.
It's true.
Birth of my first child. Wedding. All trash.
compared to the hideouts in Pokemon.
I think my favorite, like, the one that I really wanted the most, I remember when I was a kid, was Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I want Pokemon. I
loved Crystal.
I was like, I want it so bad. Especially since, like, they had the Pokemon Suicune.
Yep.
And he's always been, like, my favorite. Just because I'm like, the design of it is so cool.
Oh, yeah. If you like Suicune, you are now gay. And he was definitely the best one. He? Was it a he?
I mean, I guess. I want to say.
I thought it was a she. That's interesting.
Well, the thing is they're, like... That's the thing. It's really, like, the drag of Pokemon. Other than, like, you know, Jinx, who's, like, obviously a drag queen. The thing is they were created, well, based off of the myth, which is in the game. Because the thing is I never paid attention to any of the shit that they were saying in the game. I just played the game. Like, they would be talking, I'm like, blah, 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 and I'm just like, I don't care. Just tell me the information I need to know so I can get out of here.
Yep.
But, apparently, Suicune, Entei, and Raikou, whatever, they're created from Eevee evolutions that, like, burned down in that tower, and then Ho-Oh rebirthed them. And that's how they became those mythic Pokemon. So they were originally a Jolteon, a Vaporeon, and a Flareon.
Okay. I feel like I did know that.
The only reason why I know that is because of the Tumbly Poos, who are always obsessed with Pokemon. They're like, remember all of this mythos in Pokemon? And I'm like, I didn't know all that shit happened, but okay.
I sure do now.
Thanks, Internet.
Yeah. Vaporeon was also my favorite. So that makes sense.
I feel like when I was younger, I was way more into Vaporeon, and then, like, as I got older, I, like, became less. Especially when Eevee got, you know, new, sexier evolutions. I was like, ooh, new things.
Oh, yeah, What were the ones after the basic three, because those are the best ones.
So there's Espeon and Umbreon.
Yeah, those two. They're the best. They're the best ones. I was talking just about the regular, the, like, basic ones.
Oh. Yeah, the one I've grown, like, really fond of is the fairy evolution, though. Sylveon.
The little gay one?
Yeah. I have one in my Pokemon X. I named Utena.
By the way, I'm just gonna continue to call Pokemon gay this whole episode.
Weirdly enough, Pokemon is gay culture because the amount of gays who are obsessed with Pokemon is very high.
Yeah, it is.
So I like to. It's very Pride Month of us.
Happy Pride Month. We're talking about Pokemon, which is owned by gays. Okay, thanks.
It's owned by the gays and the Japanese, sorry. It's like it's a co-ownership.
Every Japanese person and every gay person has the rights. What was I gonna say, though, about Crystal? Was that the version I was playing with Pickles? I think it was.
I wanna say.
Yeah.
Because you were saying, like, oh, which version should I play on the emulator? And I was just like, well, Crystal, duh.
Oh, no, I was going to ask you, did you always see, in the show, did you always see Pikachu as a girl or a boy?
Oh, weirdly enough, Pikachu in my mind had zero gender.
For some reason, I think when I was little, I got it in my head that it was a girl.
I mean, it kind of seemed like it was, didn't it?
And I forget who I was talking to. I feel like this was, like, something I was talking to my best friend about once, and we were like, oh, yeah, like, we both were like, yeah, Pikachu was obviously, like, and then we both said opposite things. Like, I said a girl, and she said a boy. And we were like, wait, what? Do you disagree with me on this?
I'm trying to, like, think of the notion of Pikachu being a boy, because I just remember those instances where, like, Pikachu will, like, cry over Ash and stuff like that. And I'm just like, no man is in touch with their emotions like that.
Boys can cry, Chuck.
I'll believe it when I see it.
We have plenty of guy friends who cry. Please.
I thought you were gonna say, you've seen Supernatural.
I mean, yeah, also that. No, we know guys in real life who cry, like, more than probably I have in my entire life.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I don't think, I mean, I really don't, I don't see Pokemon as having gender, but...
Even though they explicitly say it, whenever you catch one, they're like, this one's a boy, this one's a girl, completely ignores that.
Well,
how progressive of us.
Them.
I know, true. But how progressive of us. Pokemon don't have gender, stop imposing that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Aren't they aliens?
See, that's the weird thing, is, like, a part of that mythos, there's, like, alien Pokemon, and I'm just like, are Pokemon...
No, what? Oh, man. Who's the little alien fucker that apparently, like...
Clefairy?
Yeah, no. Is it Clefairy?
The one where they, like, they worship the moon or whatever?
No. Isn't there a Pokemon, one of the legendary Pokemon, who, like... Now we're just getting into the lore. Who, like, brought Pokemon to Earth or whatever. There was a movie.
Is it Deoxys?
No. There is. Oh, maybe.
Well, I know, like, the... Well, because they always say, like, Mew was the first one. Because that's what they said in the very, the initial Kanto region. They were like, Mew is the very first Pokemon. But then they also say, like, Arceus is the... first Pokemon or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's all types at once or something, and I'm just like, I don't know, there's a lot of weird mythos in Pokemon that doesn't make sense because they don't think about the fact that all of it should fit together. They just kind of like say stuff and they're like, this is definitive, and then they're like, well, now I have to backtrack.
I just feel like every new game they're like, new evidence has come out, or like new science is being discovered.
Yeah, I'm just like,
oh, so you're just gonna have to roll with it. I love it. It's so messy. It's so chaotic.
That's the number one thing about the fucking Pokemon franchise. It's like, it's so chaotic because nothing is definitive.
But like, think about it. It really is genius that they just, like, are like, all right, every, like, couple of years or whatever, we're just going to put out another 150, and we're going to put out new games and a new show, and we're going to make billions of dollars, and we're just going to keep doing this ad infinitum.
It's true, but I am tired of Ash. I can't believe they've continued the TV series going on as long as they have.
Is Ash really still the main character?
Yes!
That's so fucking funny.
It doesn't make any sense. I'm like, this guy has been a child forever and travels all over the world. I'm like, how have you gone so many places and haven't aged? Like, at least a few years. Like, he should be, like, 20.
10 years old?
Yeah. I'm like, dude, it should have taken you 10 years. Like, especially since he walks everywhere.
That is...
He's literally backpacking across every region and then takes public transport.
Everywhere.
But, you know, you gotta really think about that. They don't have a lot of issues with cars and shit because most of the time people, the only transport people be taking is public transport. Mm-hmm. Like, you always have to take a certain bus that goes from one region to another, or like a train.
Train, yeah.
Yeah, my favorite was the train. Like, when they came out with that, I was like, oh, thank God. Because the fucking the boat rides would take too long, I feel. Even though I'm playing it in a game, it felt like it took forever.
This is taking way too long.
This virtual boat ride.
No, I loved when you could buy a bike, and you could bike.
Ooh, yeah, alright.
That was so much fun.
When they introduced bikes, running shoes, and then also, like, I want to say they had, like, Heelys at some point.
Hoverboards.
that's next, I'm sure.
That was so fucking just like hoverboards and then your Pokemon running beside you.
Do you know what I'm really...
Doesn't your Pokemon, like, go next to you now in the games? Am I making this up?
Well, in the new ones, like, the ones that's supposed to come out on the Switch, I know that they're trying to incorporate more of, like, the whole your Pokemon following you around type thing.
Oh, okay.
But,
I'm probably just thinking of Pokemon Go, where you can, like, have a buddy and it walks with you, and then...
Yeah, like, they don't really have that in, the core games still. It's not really a thing. Which, I mean, it's whatever.
They stay inside their little prisons.
Who knows? Maybe it's nice in there. I don't know.
Which is funny, because if you think about, like, the show has had Pikachu just chilling for, like, ages and ages.
It's true. That Pikachu should also be old.
Should be dead. There should have been replacement Pikachu by now.
Remember?
Did you see Detective Pikachu?
I did not.
Okay, me neither. Great.
I'm glad we can also not talk about that because neither of us have seen it.
The designs that I've seen of the, like, live animated Pokemon are fucking terrifying. And I just want to speak with the animators for, like, a minute.
I just want to talk. I really just want to talk.
I do. They're terrifying. Like, they're terrifying. And also, who said Ryan Reynolds could fucking play Pikachu? Who the fuck greenlit that? I want to know.
I don't know, man. I really don't. Because I'm like, it wasn't necessary. I liked the idea when they were just like, hey, let's have Danny DeVito be Detective Pikachu, because I thought that was funny.
That was so funny that was going around.
Yeah, I mean, the whole concept of a Detective Pikachu in general is already laughable, so you might as well just go with a whole comedic aspect. Especially since they made the movie semi-comedic to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah, it was supposed to be, right? It was...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, anyway, I guess that's why they were like, Ryan Reynolds! I'm like, ugh, okay. I mean,
I love Ryan Reynolds, but that just was a weird fit.
Ryan Reynolds only works when you can see Ryan Reynolds. You know what I mean?
Yeah, which is why Deadpool is, like, a weird caveat, because it's like, you see him, but... Sometimes I'm like, I'm not sure if Ryan Reynolds is in that costume. Or if that's just a fully...
He might not be in some of the scenes.
Yeah, like, I've honestly gotten to the point where I'm just like, is he CGI'd in there? I'm not sure.
Is he CGI'd in there? No, they just, like, dub him over, right?
Maybe. I have no clue.
I don't know. Let's ask him. Let's have him on next week. He'll be on right after Aya Cash.
Ugh, we've been trying to book her forever. Is she still on the bus?
She keeps slipping away from us. Her publicist is just... Publicist? I don't know. I've been emailing someone, at least.
Let me tell you that someone has been contacted.
It's her mom.
And she's just trying to get you to buy something.
She's like, I'm also an actress. I'm like, that's great.
Speaking of mom, how have we not talked about the mom in the Pokemon games?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Ash's mom, and I was like, true, she's the best.
Well, she's definitely different from the mom in the Pokemon games who will just, like, spend money on stuff.
Like, I don't really remember the mom from the games.
Well, every once in a while, she'll, like, contact you and be like, oh, I did this thing. And sometimes it's like, oops, I spent some of your money, blah, 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 doing this. And I'm just like, do you have a gambling problem? Like, what's wrong with you?
I do remember that now. Because it would be, like, how you acquired certain items or something. And she
Oop.
Would just be like, I spent your money on this. You'd be like, okay, thanks, Mom.
I always wondered where the dad was supposed to be in that game.
I do. You know, living his life, I think the dad was always a Pokemon, and you're never supposed to know about it.
So, bestiality?
Yeah. Why not? I'm shocked they never, like, well, I'm not shocked, but, you know, that would be funny if they ever did that.
I mean, Ash's dad is basically Mr. Mime now.
That is the funniest part of, the, like, anything that has happened on the show.
I think, honestly, in my humble onion, what I think is the truth is that the mom is low-key fucking the professor in every game. That's why you're there.
Oh, definitely.
And that's also why you get a free Pokemon. It's just like, yeah, he feels responsible, but also doesn't want to claim you as his child because they're a professor. And, like,
it's hush money.
Yeah.
He's just like, take this Pokemon. Don't tell anyone I'm fucking your mom. Great. Now go away now.
Well, in the game, you're supposed to be, like, 10 or 12 or something, so I think most of the time, they don't even fucking know, man. They think that, they're like, oh, this professor is just, like, super nice. It's really crazy. Like, yeah. No one else in the town knows the professor like that. They're like, all the other kids in town had to go catch their own first Pokemon. And I just get mine. Favoritism.
I would love if, like, one of the games just, like, opened up with that.
He's your dad, but he doesn't want to acknowledge you as his child. And I'm just like, wow, these games are getting really realistic.
Wow, this seems like, this seems really familiar. Hmm.
Again, the gay experience.
truly. I always love the fact that you can just, like, walk into somebody's fucking house in the games. So good.
Oh, yeah, didn't we decide that the games basically, well, you know, each region is supposed to be someplace else, but in my mind, the only place where doors are always supposedly unlocked is, like, Canada. And yeah. That's the only place that rationally seems like you could do that, because people definitely don't care that, they don't seem to care that you walk into their house.
And yet they will fight you on the streets.
Yeah.
On site.
That's the weirder part. They're like,
on site, they will fight you.
Like, you could just be walking by, and they're just like, you over there, fight me! And you have to... You have to literally battle them to just walk to another town.
Yep.
Because there's just a smorgasbord of people just waiting in the bushes. Then I'm like, why are there so many of you guys just, like, waiting to jump me in the street? Or in the fucking woods?
And then, if you win, you get their money. But if you lose, you pass.
That never made sense to me. It's just like, you lost, you black out and lose this amount of money. I'm like, did they rob me?
Yep.
But how did I get to the Pokemon Center? Did someone take me? Did they rob me and take me to the Pokemon Center?
Yes. Again, it's Canada. They rob you, but they're like, I'll at least do this and then take you to the hospital.
Love that. Love this narrative.
Honestly, it is Canada. It's just how it is.
I'm actually pretty, I don't know if I would say excited, but I'm very, very interested about the newest Pokemon. They're doing Sword and Shield.
Mm-hmm.
The region is supposed to be England.
Okay. Go off.
I know, right? Go off, I guess. I'm actually excited because, like, it looks very interesting, but also the game is supposed to be coming out on the Switch.
Was the last one supposed to be, like, Hawaii, basically?
Yes.
Or, okay. Like,
I think
tropical-ish.
It's, Yeah, I think it was supposed to be based off of Hawaii, but a lot of people were saying, like, it also was low-key supposed to be the Orange Islands. Like, because you remember in the show they had the Orange Island region that Ash went to for, like, a hot minute?
Ugh, I loved the Orange Islands. That was a great arc.
Everyone loved that arc. And
yeah, it was lit. They were just like...
It's true, it really was. But, you know, they never had a region in the game that was like that. It was just, like, exclusive to the anime. So I think that's why they did what they did with Sun and Moon. But they also wanted to base it off of someplace, so I think that's why they did Hawaii, because it was based off of the chain of islands and shit.
Right, right.
Which was fun. I enjoyed playing through that.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the more recent games that I've actually enjoyed playing, because, I mean, X was, like, a pretty short play. And that was supposed to be, like...
Was that before that?
Yeah, and I think that region was supposed to be France or something. I mean, let's say the last two professors have definitely been hot for no reason. Because the French one,
he was hot. The professor in Pokemon Go is hot for no reason.
Yeah, he's also hot for no reason.
I'm just like, what happened to those old-ass, nerdy-ass looking...
dudes. Or, like, someone like Professor Elm.
They were like, who looks like a full egghead. A sex factor.
These children need to be repressed.
You know what the best part about, I don't know if you still do this, but in the old games, how your rival would show up and then you got to, like, name them?
Yeah.
That was the funniest part, because you could just be like, dick butt, and that was their name.
Like, oh, but they caught on to that, and they're like, they programmed it in so you can't, like, say certain words.
Yeah, I remember.
And I'm like,
I think, well, I do remember that by, like, Ruby or, like, Crystal or whatever. They were like, you can't say ass.
They caught on to it.
And you're like, why not?
You know what? The Pokemon creators just don't like to have fun.
They don't.
Which is why they won't make an open world version of Pokemon, which is what people really want. Because an open world version of Pokemon would be great, especially since there's so many random careers that you can do in Pokemon, like be a breeder or be a show trainer or whatever the fuck it is. All you do is, like, beauty competitions and shit.
What do you mean open world? What do you mean by that?
Like, basically just you would be able to, like, do whatever you want in the game. So you could strictly be a Pokemon trainer, or you could be, like, a breeder or something like that. And with them
instead of, like, having to follow a certain quest.
Yeah, which is what the whole game is, like, based off of. It's like, you're gonna become the next Pokemon trainer, person, whatever.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the whole narrative ends with you beating the league champion of the region and then becoming the new one. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, what if that's not your dream? What if your dream is to literally just have a fuck ton of Eevees?
That is my dream, honestly. Oh, man, I think Eevee would be the cutest Pokemon if it was real.
True.
I think it would be, like...
Again, a gay Pokemon.
Oh, 100%.
Well, it's almost exclusively male. It's very rare to find a female Eevee.
Remember the episode with Eevee and there's that little kid? And he had, like, three brothers and they were all,
Like, they the different types. Yeah.
And he was like, no, I'm gonna keep mine in Eevee! Like, that was gay rights.
That was gay rights.
That was fighting for gay rights and people were killed.
Also, his brothers did seem fairly gay at the same time.
They were, like, aggressive gays.
It just makes me think about, It makes me think about Misty's sisters for some reason.
Misty's, they were so great. They were the best.
I like how they just decided to leave randomly. They're like, bye!
Now you're gonna take over our gym! Well, no, they went on tour. Because they had this, they had that whole show that was like, they were mermaids or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? Am I remembering this correctly? And then they, like, got an offer to, like, go on a cruise ship or something. And so Misty had to take over the gym.
Yeah, that's what didn't make sense to me. They were just like, oh, these gym leaders are like, blah, blah. Well, I guess maybe you don't, you know, you don't always have people who come around to, like, challenge you for the gym. So they're like, I need to figure out something to do with the rest of my goddamn time.
I guess so. I think they were just really pretty, and they were like, oh, we're gonna, like...
be mermaids?
Yeah.
We're, like, really pretty.
I think they were just really hot, and they, like, got more... No, because don't you remember the episode where they go there, and Ash is like, I'm gonna fight you guys, and they're like, oh, no, we don't fight anymore, and Misty's like, I'll fight you.
Which, like, did beg the question, if they just, like, randomly stop, like, decide, oh, I don't want to run the gym anymore, like, what happens? Is there, like, a league regulator?
That's a great question. Wow, there's so much lore that,
that we never get into. Also, the fact that... how do we always also just gloss over the fact that Nurse Jenny and Nurse Joy are clones? They're all fucking clones.
That's a great question.
I mean, they're all like, yeah, we're sisters. And I'm like, bull fucking shit. Nobody has that many siblings in common that look exactly the same. It's like, you're all clones, and I know it for a fact.
I need there to be, like, a Digimon Tri version of Pokemon, where it gets more adult and serious and we get into, like...
the actual, politics of Pokemon.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we... Like, think about the movies, for instance. Like, the very first movie, they, like, fucking capture... Or, not even capture, they create Mewtwo.
That first movie was dark, man. That was really dark.
And I'm glad that it was, honestly, because... it's what we deserved.
That's very true.
I mean, this generation
died, and all the Pokemon cried, and they came back to life.
Yeah, this generation couldn't have a movie like that. Oh, we could deal with a movie like that because I feel like that would just really appeal to our sensibilities.
Oh my god, they couldn't handle it.
they couldn't. You put out something like that, they're like, kids have been depressed for weeks. And I'm just like, okay, well, depression is just a natural part of life. You're gonna have to start someday.
Also, that was, like, a phenomenon, the Pokemon movie, like, when it came out. That was, like...
It really did, because I think... is it really swept the nation, because with the second one, I remember... Do you remember they did, like, a thing on the WB where they were just, like... What did they do? It was, like, the power of one for the Pokemon 2000 movie.
The power of... I don't remember that.
Oh, I remember it very vividly, because I was just like, what the fuck is this?
I mean, the second Pokemon movie is, like, one of the greatest movies of all time. I say that unironically. It's amazing. It's a great fucking movie.
It was really good, especially because it was such an adventure, and it really like lived up to the first one in that aspect, because the first one, you like kind of go on that adventure where everyone kind of gets like Willy Wonka'd into Mewtwo's Doom Factory, basically. Let's just call it Doom Factory. It's literally what
Mewtwo's Doom Factory.
Is that not low-key what it was? Especially when Team Rocket was just like... Do you know what's really funny is about, like, how Team Rocket and, like, Jesse and James were the investigative ones in that movie, because they're the ones who found out that Mewtwo had basically a whole secret lab downstairs and was like, I'm actually cloning Pokemon.
That is true.
Because...
I hope we haven't even touched on Jesse and James yet, though.
They're almost their own topic in and of themselves, because I love
Talk
the
about
lore.
Fighting for gay rights.
True. James has been out here fighting for gay rights. He threw the first brick at Stonewall. Let's be real.
My favorite
James
thing
threw
about
the
them,
first brick at the Pokemon Center.
My favorite thing about them is that, like, consistently when they put on disguises, James is in women's attire and Jesse is in guy's attire.
Like, I know.
Without fail, every time. I'm like, guys, what is going on?
Oh, wait, do you remember that one... Well, I don't know if you watched these episodes of Pokemon, but there was, like, this one arc where Jessie had, like, disguised herself as, like, this one character to, like, compete in Pokemon competitions with her Dustox or whatever. And for some reason, they, like, didn't know that was her. And I'm like, okay, but she's just wearing weird glasses.
I haven't seen those, but I believe it. I feel like there were very, like, very similar things happened in the early episodes, too, where it was like, that's clearly them.
They're like, that's Team Rocket!
Like, I know you're 10, but...
Honestly, but at that obvious. Point, but at that point, doesn't it really make you think about the fact that he's 10 and literally just, like, traveling all by himself? I'm like, you could die, but your mom's just like, bye.
Honestly, his mom literally was like, goodbye.
Please get out of my Christian home.
Yeah. Get out of my good Christian home where I am unmarried and...
I live in the kitchen.
Living with a Mr. Mime for some reason. Ash's mom is the best. She was the best character. She's so fucking funny.
I feel like the second movie is when you kind of, like, really get a... Just, like, a tiny even bit of her character, because before, you really don't... Like, unless you watched the actual series and saw the random instances where he would go home and shit like that, you really don't get all that much of Mom from Pokemon.
I feel like... I remember there was definitely an episode where they all went somewhere and it was like they like ran into Ash's mom and Professor Oak.
Yeah, and they were just like, why are you guys here together? And they're like,
they were just like, oh, we're like doing something. You know, they were like on vacation or whatever. But it was, I distinctly remember there was an episode where they just like ran into them.
And that's when I really, I mean, honestly, that's when I finally full on got confirmation. It's like, oh, she's fucking Professor Oak. And I'm like, well, thank God she's not fucking that Mr. Mime, because that was way worse.
Who knows? Who knows what she's up to in Pallet Town?
I'm sure that we're not the only ones over here in America who are just like, that's, something's going on there. Like, someone in, like, there had to have been a subsection of the fan base in Japan who were definitely like, hey, she's fucking this Mr. Mime.
Oh, absolutely.
They probably even took it as far as make, like, actual art, and then, you know.
I was gonna say, do you think there's fan?
I wouldn't be surprised. And then that's when Game Freak was like, we need to do something.
I am dying over the concept of that right now.
I mean, I hope that there isn't, just for my own sanity, but...
Okay, but you know that there is.
Yeah, that's the thing, is I'm just like, but I'm also a rational person who knows that that's probably what's going on.
Oh, God, that's... Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, man. Anyway, where do we go from there?
I don't know. We started talking about Mewtwo and his clones, and we ended up here.
Yeah, the first and second movies were definitely, like, I mean, and they were also, like, during the height of
the Pokemon craze.
Yeah, the popularity of it, so.
Oh, they also had great soundtracks.
Oh my god, yeah.
Like, I remember Vitamin C did that song Vacation for one of them. Was it? The first. She did it for the first one because I remember I think I still have it somewhere around here with all of my shit. It's like the actual CD of the first soundtrack.
Oh, that's amazing.
There's a lot of random people on it. Like, M2M is on there. Like, I don't even. They have, like, maybe five songs. Like, I don't really remember anything else other than from them other than the song they did for the Pokemon movie, and they did, like, a random song for a Disney movie. And I don't remember which movie. But it was something about, like, mirror, mirror, hanging on the wall.
I don't remember what it was, but it was something, like, launches into the wall.
Like, I don't remember what it's called is what I mean. It might be called Mirror Mirror.
Yeah.
Because, you know, back then, all the songs were whatever the fucking chorus was, that's the name of the song.
Yeah, that's true. Remember when that was music? And now it's like, I don't know. Songs are called really random shit, I feel like.
Sometimes I almost prefer that.
Same.
But anyway.
Like, depending on the type of music you listen to.
Yeah. But anyway. Those soundtracks.
Anyway, yeah, they slapped for sure. Just, I mean, honestly, like, this might be a controversial statement, but they didn't slap as much as the Digimon movie soundtrack.
I mean, that one really went off.
Yeah, they really, like, talk about fighting for gay rights.
They were like, you know what we're gonna do? Ska music. And you know what? Who else was doing it like them? Nobody.
And they were valid.
They went out there.
Only valid ska.
Digimon wasn't afraid to go out there and say gay rights. Which is why, in my opinion, Digimon has always had the more superior show.
Why? Because of the ska?
Well, not specifically because of that, but just their show has always been, like, 10 times better than the show for Pokemon. Because, for one, it had way more cohesion and an actual storyline.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I feel like the Pokemon show was just to, you know, further sell the, like, games and cards. And then the Digimon show was, like, an actual show that they were like, we're gonna put this out. And,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's the weirder thing is they produced so much of the actual Pokemon show that you felt like, oh, they're doing this, you know, to do a certain narrative or whatever, especially since they keep doing different iterations of it. But,
yeah, but there really is no narrative to it. Like, it really is just, like, I mean, I guess there's, like, certain arcs and stuff, but I feel like there really was never, like, it was always just episode to episode of, like, okay, now we're here. Okay, now we're in this town. Okay, now we're fighting these people. Okay, now we're doing this.
Yeah.
Like,
because, I mean, I feel like with the only area where Pokemon had an actual narrative was the, is the movies.
Yeah.
That seems to be the only place where they actually have a narrative.
Yeah.
And
but then they don't really reference the movies in the show.
Yeah, so that's that's why I always see the movies as their own kind of thing. It's like they kind of set up the movies with the fact that Ash goes to a whole new region, And then the movies are kind of like a standalone, but like all of the movies I feel like connect. Which is why I feel like the narrative is actually in the movies. It's because I feel like the movies all connect, but they all exist independently, kind of away from the show.
Yeah, no, they're definitely their own. Like, they're definitely, like, standalone.
Yeah, because some of the shit that happens in the movies, I'm just like, oh, we're just, like, gonna pretend that didn't happen in the show?
Yes. Yes, we are. And they did.
But, you know.
All they did.
It's whatever. I really don't care. Like, again, when it comes to Pokemon, I really only care about the actual games. Because they excel at the games. Because yeah, they have...
That's their thing.
Yeah. But the funnier thing is, like, Pokemon actually started out, like, as a manga, so...
That's, really?
Yeah. I believe so.
This is something I don't think I knew.
Yeah, it started as a manga, Pocket Monsters.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah, and then, you know, honestly, Digimon came out, like, I want to say right after. Right after Pokemon, when it came in terms of, like, Inception. As I want to say, that one also started as a manga. And it really came on the heel. That came on the heels of, like, the Tamagotchi trend type thing.
Gotcha. True. Forgot about Tamagotchi.
Ugh, love Tamagotchi.
Essentially the same concept, if you think about it.
Yeah. Except I would kill the shit out of a Tamagotchi.
I would murder a Tamagotchi.
Didn't everyone,
without a second thought...
I feel like that was, like, the number one thing that people did with Tamagotchi. It's just like, whoops, forgot to feed it. It's dead now.
Basically.
And then parents were just like, you know what? How about you get that instead of a regular pet? Which I think was valid. Because at the same time, like, I mean, it was far easier to kill a Tamagotchi than it is to kill a real live pet. But you get, like, a lot of the same... responsibilities.
And now we're all sociopaths.
I mean, I do love killing my Sims.
Oh, the Sims is its completely own creature.
True. I'm actually gonna make a serial killer Sim soon. I can't wait.
Oh, that is fun.
I'm gonna work out my own season of you.
I was literally about to say the Dennis Reynolds / whatever Penn Badgley's name was.
Joe. I only remember that because you reminded me the other day. You were like, Joe.
Yes. And then I forgot. Just now, I forgot. Because really, what is he other than Penn Badgley?
The singer for that band that he has, I guess.
He's in a band?
Mm-hmm.
Penn Badgley?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
I can't remember what the band's name is. See, the thing is, I want to say it's called Mother and it's spelled weird, but I can't remember if he's in that band or not.
Mother. Hmm. Wow, so he and,
Taylor Momsen.
Yeah. Yeah. It runs in the family.
It really runs in that whole fictional family.
Which is ironic, because wasn't their dad a musician?
Yeah. Oh, the layers of this. The layers.
The levels. The levels. Love it.
But, you know, I really don't know what else to say about Pokemon, because I feel like we've touched on everything now, because it's sans getting actual evidence that Nurse Jenny and Nurse Joy and Officer Jenny are actual clones. I don't know what else we can get out of Pokemon.
Again, like, they should just release a more mature version of the show in which we can get into some of the politics and the bullshit that goes on in that world.
Yeah, I would love that, because low-key in the games, they talk about, like, they kind of talk about the ridiculous, or the things that are happening in the actual world. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, you know, you kind of gloss over it because it's, like, a game for kids.
Yeah, and also it's, like, a lot of it's, like, not relevant to your actual...
journey, I guess.
Yeah.
Like,
you're
some...
just like, yeah, I just want the legendary Pokemon. Just lead me there.
Well, that's the funnier thing, is, like, to get to the legendary Pokemon, you always have to go through, like, the narrative of dealing with these teams who are trying to, like, either own the Pokemon or get it to do something really ridiculous.
True.
They're like, this Pokemon's going to destroy the world! You're like, okay, so why do you want that? They're like, because this world is... they mistreat Pokemon or some shit like that. And I'm just like, okay, what? What's going on? That's really my whole thing, is I'm like, most of the time I found out, like, I feel like when you find out shit in the game, you're just like, what is going on? Like, what is wrong with y'all? Because at least I feel like for the narrative for Sun and Moon is... the whole thing was, they were, there were some scientists there who were, like, basically, you know, sciencing, and they had just gone, like, a little bit too far and, like, touched on, they basically found a new dimension where, like, Pokemon-type creatures existed, but they were, like, completely different from actual Pokemon and stuff like that, and I'm like, okay, so...
oh, so the digital world?
Yeah, basically. So I'm like, I was trying to figure out what's going on with that, and I'm like, but at least the, that whole narrative made sense, especially with, like, the team that you have to, defeat, because their whole thing had nothing to do with that. They're just like, oh yeah, we just want to, like, have Pokemon and take over this one town and be, like, gangsters. And I'm like, you know what, I can almost respect that, because at least you're not out here trying to, like, catastrophically destroy the world. Like, say, for instance, Team Magma or anything like that. They were like, we want to get this Pokemon to literally turn the world into lava or some shit like that. I'm like, what? Why? Why?
One question, why?
Follow up. Again, why? So that was, yeah, that's always been my whole thing with them.
I don't know that I ever really understood the villains' motivations in any of the games. I was just like, okay, great.
Well, you know, the only one who actually made sense was fucking Giovanni, because he was just a normal mobster.
That's true. That's true. He was the OG.
And that's why he made sense, is because he wasn't convoluted.
He was the best one. What's that quote?
He was number one.
I was getting it confused with the 30 Rock quote. It's fine.
Wait, which 30 Rock quote?
Where she's like high on painkillers or whatever. And she's like, who, Jackie? He's the best one. Oh, that's my favorite. I quote that all the time. He's the best one.
Yeah. But, you know, all in all, I'm probably still going to end up buying me a Nintendo Switch so I can play the new game.
In conclusion, capitalism.
Basically.
Capitalism wins.
I hate
it. Every time.
I'm so upset by it, too. I don't want to. But I feel like I'm probably going to. Because I did that with the fucking DS. Like, the 3DS.
Yeah. And my friends have a Switch. It's pretty, it's cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's another game console. I'm just like,
yeah, but
I'm not a video game person, as you know, so.
Yeah, and I'm like, kind of, sometimes, but the thing is like, it's for Nintendo, and, you know, Nintendo really barely releases shit. Or, like, they do release stuff, but it's always, like, I don't know. I feel like with their games, I'm always, like, not as interested in it.
Really?
Yeah, because other than, like, Pokemon, I feel like when it comes to Nintendo, they don't really release anything that I'm all that interested in. Because, I mean, I like Smash Brothers, but I don't play it, like, how everyone else does. They play it, like, super competitively. I'm like, yeah. I just do it for fun. I like playing fighting games for fun.
Yeah.
But that's just me with most things. I do, when I do leisure stuff, it's for fun, not for competition.
Oh, speaking of, did you watch that episode of Black Mirror, the new one?
Wait, which one?
The one where they're in, they're like...
Oh, Striking Vipers? Lightning. Yes, I did. And then I also talked about how it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. I got to the end of that and I was like, okay.
Exactly. I was just like, so what are we saying here?
What is the message? What is happening here?
It's like, what's the message? What's the cautionary tale? Because it was no San Junipero.
Right. But it also wasn't, like, a caution, like, a usual Black Mirror cautionary tale of, like, technology will kill you, like, woo. Like, instead it was like, yep, we have an arrangement, we get together, and we fuck every year. But only virtually. We're not gay.
I know, I was just like, so, what are we saying about gay rights here? Because... if you were trying to gay rights this, that's not what this is.
Actually, what I really liked about the episode was the actors who played the, like, the in-game characters.
Yeah. But the thing is what I thought was really funny is I'm like, can you imagine being hired to be on this episode and then, like, the only thing you do is just, like, make out and dry hump the entire time?
Yeah, well... I thought they were good.
Yeah, like...
I thought they put out a good performance, the two of them.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, they really didn't have much to do. So, I would have been, like, low-key annoyed. I'm like, great, I'm on a Black Mirror episode, and this is all I get to do.
As fuck. Anyway, what are our final thoughts about Pokemon?
Darker.
Needs
darker iteration.
I feel like it does. Yeah.
That's really what it is.
I really remember, like, the show to me is, like, almost equivalent of, like, Digimon with, like, being very prevalent in my childhood. Definitely Digimon was more so. Because,
mm-hmm.
Like you said, it was, like, an actual good show. Like, it was actually, like, something you could follow. And Pokemon was just fun.
Yeah. When it comes to childhood shows, Pokemon has the superior game. Digimon has the superior show. Yu-Gi-Oh! Yeah. Has the superior card game.
I never actually played.
I mean, it's a great card game. But, you know... It should be a good card game, considering the whole show is based off of it.
I was gonna say. Except, if you actually watch the show, it's like...
What is the show based off?
What are the rules here?
There are none.
Is there any point to this, other than... somebody just wins for the sake of winning?
See, now, that's another show where I just need, like... I really just need, like, a mythos of it. Like, they need to do, like, a Origins series or something where it's really just, like, an anthology and it's super disconnected, but we really just find out about, like, the backstory. Yeah, because I feel like they spend so much time doing the rest of the story of, like, what's actively happening that I don't get a lot of the backstory, per se.
No, they do a whole... I'm pretty sure they do, like, a whole flashback arc.
Yeah, but I think that's, I think that's the very end.
Yeah. And then they all go to Egypt at some point, I think.
And then they go to Egypt.
I mean,
is that Bakura?
Is that Bakura from Skule?
In Egypt? What?
Oh, God.
I would love if it were a class trip.
To Egypt?
Because it would make no sense.
They don't spend any time in school in Yu-Gi-Oh! I think they're in school for, like, the first episode, they're in school, and somehow Kaiba is in the same grade as them. Which makes no sense, because he is 45 years old.
Money, Grace, money.
Anyway, one day we will get back to Yu-Gi-Oh!, but...
I know, I can't wait. And then we can finally move on to GX.
I'm so excited for that.
I mean, I have to watch a lot of episodes because there's so much of that I haven't, but I did just finish Hunter x Hunter, so I do have the time.
So I've got time.
Also...
I also haven't seen a lot of GX, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, at least with that, I don't have to read.
Yeah, it's a wild ride.
Speaking of the end of Hunter x Hunter,
Yeah.
When I finally got around to finishing that, I was just like, okay, well, I'm going to pretend like the last whole 13 episodes don't exist.
just don't tell me.
I low-key had to Game of Thrones that. I'm just like, it's just...
As long as my angry gay son is okay.
Oh, yeah. He's fine. They even introduce, like, other characters that are great. But, the thing is it's just, because of the way that the, manga went, they kind of just had to, like, stop making the show. Because there wasn't any more source material. So the way that they ended the show, it's, like, really stupid. Also, how about they bring in Gon's dad, Jing? And I'm just like, why is he so fucking clapped in the show? He looks so ugly. Compared to in the manga, where I'm just like, he don't look nothing like that. And I'm just like, why did y'all do him wrong? I'm like, Gon's dad is supposed to be hot. Everyone knows that. And then y'all made him ugly as fuck.
The passion.
Also, they made him short. I was just like, what the fuck?
I feel like if you're working directly from a manga, you should not really change the character designs, at least.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like...
That's the weird thing, is they didn't change it a lot. They only changed it, like, a little bit, and the little changes, I'm just like, girl, this is very drastic.
No, I have seen that happen with other animes where, like, the character designs are, like, different. And I'm like, I understand that there's, like, differences that happen, like, between, you know, with animation. Because you're animating it, so it has to be, like, a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But, like, sometimes it's, like, unnecessarily, like, different. It's like, why?
Yeah, exactly.
Why couldn't you leave that thing alone?
But, you know, we digress.
We digress. Do we?
Yeah. Well, anyway. So, well, we've made it to the end of our season, Grace. This is, like, the second to last episode.
Wow.
I can't believe we did it.
That is crazy.
From almost being canceled to completing a whole another season.
Oh my god, yeah. I really think it's because our boss went on vacation, though.
I know, I have not seen him in a very, very long time. Who knows where he is?
Yeah, I feel like it's because he went on vacation. And then we did end up in Glenn Howerton's basement. So, you know, a lot of stuff happened.
Yeah, or maybe that was just exciting enough that he decided not to cancel us. He's like, locked in a basement? All right.
Yeah, maybe. That's true.
Maybe we're finally pulling in the ratings that we need.
Yeah. Probably.
Or it could just be he's vanished off the face of the earth. Who knows?
You know, yeah. If stay tuned, listeners. Our boss might be vanished. He doesn't live on Earth, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. So, next episode...
I think he's on vacation. What?
Yeah. I was going to say next episode.
Is?
We're going to do... I was about to say you, and that's not... That was the last
episode. We're going to do you again. Buckle up.
We're going to do Easy.
Yes.
We're going to do the whole series, since this was the last season, and now we have...
Wait, was it?
Yeah. Season 3 was it.
Oh. Well, then, I have a lot of different opinions about that.
My entire opinions have all changed. I have to reevaluate.
I do. Yeah.
I could have sworn I told you that.
You told me AP Bio was canceled, and my whole world was shook.
It's the Stockholm Syndrome.
It really is. So, tune in for that.
Yeah. Everyone. It'll be a fun time.
It will.
As always, thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.